Since the implementation of the seatbelt law on May 12th, approximately 6,000 people have been pulled over for breaking the new law. 885 of those stopped were cited and fined. And while the numbers show that seatbelts are effective at saving lives, Jack Bennett, a Utah resident, doesn't think people should be forced to wear a safety belt while driving or riding in a vehicle.
I think people should be able to make their own decision whether they want to wear them or not. But it's the law, so you got to go with what the law is.
Roxanne Saxton is also a Utah resident.
I agree with that totally. I just remember my sister-in-law's aunt was thrown out and killed where the rest of them had seatbelts on and they all lived.
We've lost 132 people on Utah roads already this year.
That is John Gleason, the public information officer for the Utah Department of Transportation.
About half of the vehicle fatalities are a result of people not wearing their seatbelts, not buckling up. And so it is the number one thing that you can do to protect yourself in a crash.
Gleason says 83% of Utah drivers currently wear seatbelts.
That means 17% of people that are not buckling up of the population are making up nearly 50% of our traffic fatalities. That's a shockingly disproportionate number, and that's something that needs to change.
Todd Royce is a sergeant with a Utah Highway Patrol.
The way that the law is the first time that you get pulled over for not wearing your seatbelt, it is a warning. The second time, it is a hard citation with a fine. So we feel like it's been working. We see a lot more troopers stopping more cars for seatbelt and educating the public on the dangers of not wearing a seatbelt.
A year ago, during the 4th of July holiday, there were three separate accidents in Utah. The 10 people who died were not wearing seatbelts. Roy says this past 4th of July weekend, there were zero fatalities.
Seatbelts do save lives. We see it all the time.
Brady and Jana Ray Blazer are from Washington State and are visiting his father here in Logan.
That's a good law. We have it in Washington State and we wear them all the time. You should be talking to that guy over there.
He was just beep right here.
He just got beep.
Yeah, because he didn't have a seatbelt on.
No, I think it's smart. My truck,
beeped
because he
him.
Didn't have his seatbelt on in the front. His 5-year-old grandson clicked him in.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melissa Allison.